Yashoda Viya Lokala Davamanam Paramishyam Atyanta Todrutya Gopya.
Yashoda Viya Lokala Davamanam Paramishyam Atyanta Todrutya Gopya.
Yukman mrijantam karamboja yukmena satanka netram muhuntam
uhurnetam yukman mrijantam karamboja yukmena satanka netram
Mushvasakam patirekanta kanta Sita grevadam oda brahmati badam
Mushvasakam patirekanta kanta Sita grevadam oda brahmati badam
Salila bir ananda konde Sagoshami majyantam makya payantam
Iti diksalila bir ananda konde Sagoshami majyantam makya payantam
Sadeshi tageshu bhakti aditatvam Puna prema asangshata viti vande
Tageshi tageshu bhakti aditatvam Puna prema asangshata viti vande
Param deva mokshanam mokshavadim va Nachanyam vineham varesharapiha
Param deva mokshanam mokshavadim va Nachanyam vineham varesharapiha
Niram deva punata gopala palam Sadame manasya virasam kenanjaye
Niram deva punata gopala palam Sadame manasya virasam kenanjaye
Vedante mukham bhojam adhyanta nila Vrtam kundalai snikta raktai sa gopya
Vedante mukham bhojam adhyanta nila Vrtam kundalai snikta raktai sa gopya
Bhushum idam mimba rakta dalangne Manasya virasam malang lakshalabhai
Mushum vitam bimbarakadarame Manasya virasam malang lakshalabhai
Namo Deva Damodara Ananta Vishnu Prasira Prabhu Rukka Jalapti Magnam
Namo Deva Damodara Ananta Vishnu Prasira Prabhu Rukka Jalapti Magnam
Kripa Drishti Vishyati Vinam Matano Krihanesha Mangatyam Medyakshi Prasaya
Kripa Drishti Vishyati Vinam Matano Krihanesha Mangatyam Medyakshi Prasaya
Uberatma Jovata Modevayadva Vayamochito Bhakti Bhajokito Cha
Uberatma Jovata Modevayadva Vayamochito Bhakti Bhajokito Cha
Tata Prema Bhaktim Satam Vipayatya Namo Shiga Omi Si Namo Dadeha
Tata Prema Bhaktim Satam Vipayatya
Namo Shiga Omi Si Namo Dadeha Namaste Sudamme Surakiti Damme Vaniyo Narayata Vishwasya Dhamme
Namaste Sudhamme Suraditi Dhamme Vaniyo Narayata Vishwasya Dhamme
O Namo Radhikayai Tvaniyapriyayai Namo Nantalilayai Devayatubhyam
Namo Radhikaya Dvaniya Priyaya Namo Nandalilaya Devaya
Amen.
Yeah.
जय ओम विष्णु पार परमांस परमराज आचार्य सुत सुत श्री श्रीमती शिवांजलि शिवे चरण अरविंद शिव भक्ति विदान स्वामी महाराज शिव प्रभुपाद की जय आदत को जीवाष्ट की जय इसका फाउंडर आचार्य शिव प्रभुपाद की जय रामाचार्य शिव दस्ता की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद शिवग्रह शिवा सभी को भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपाल पिता श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरि गोपदा की जय वृंदा पति पिता की जय नवद्वीप बाल पिता की जय गंग बाई गुरु बाई की जय भक्ति देवी तुलसी देवी की जय हरिदास संकीर्तन की जय सभावेत भक्त वृंद की जय गौर प्रेत Let us just go with a prayer together in one voice. Namaste Narasinghaya Pralalalalayane Hiranyakashipu Vakshaha Shiratankanakalaye Ito Nisingho Barato Nisingho Yato Yato Yamitato Nisingho Bahe Nisingho Ridaye Nisingho Nisinghamadim Saranam Prapaje Tava Karagamala Vadena Kamaduta Singha Radhikayanya Kashipo Dhanu Bringa Keshavadrita Nadali Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Today is a special day. And today we will all take a bath in Radha Kund, and the way we will do it is, you will all get a few drops of Radha Kund water in your right hand. Then I will chant some prayers, and after we have chanted the prayers, we will thank you. After we've chanted the prayers, we will sprinkle our head with Radha Kund water and take our bath. Good idea. So please come. Right hand. Yes. Keep it. Keep it. Finish, please. Thank you. repeat after. You can now think you are standing at the banks of Radha Kund meditatively. You all have seen Radha Kund before your very eyes. You all know a very nice place where you like to stay. You are not disturbed. You are totally undisturbed. Repeat after me. Yata,
yata,
Radha,
Radha,
Priya,
Priya,
Vishnus,
Vishnus,
Tasya,
Tasya,
Kundam,
Kundam,
Priyam,
Priyam,
Tata,
Tata,
Sarva Gopishu,
Sarva Gopishu,
Savaika,
Savaika,
Vishnu,
Vishnu,
Adyanta Vallabha,
Adyanta Vallabha.
Just as Srimati Radharani is most dear to Sri Krishna, a bathing place is also dear to him. Amongst all the gopis, Srimati Radharani is unequaled and she is very dear to Lord Krishna. Hey Sri Sarovara Sada Tvai Samadisha Prashtena sadam yakelatika marangai tvam chet priyat priyamativatayo itimam hadashayatya kripaya mama jivitantam. Our last prayer. O beautiful lake, my queen eternally enjoys loving pastimes with her beloved on your shore. Since you, O Radha Kund, are most dear to them, then, O please, now mercifully show me that girl, Srimati Radharani, who is my life and soul. Now you can respectfully take the water, put it on your head, and if there is some water left, do it like me. You can put it on the eyes, nose, ears, and the mouth.
Srimati Radharani ki
jai.
Shri Shri Radha Shyam Sundar ki
jai.
Shri Radha Kund Shyam Kund ki jai. Shri Vrindavan Dham ki jai. Gaura Premanandi Hari 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 Bo.
Krishna. Very powerful. I'm doing every day, my God, these beautiful prayers. So text number 5. Please repeat, say with me.
Idam te mukam bhojam ajanta nila vritam kundalai smita raktaisya gopya mushyam vidam bimba raktadaname Manasya Vilasam Malam Vakshalabhai.
O Lord Damodar, your lotus face is encircled by soft, blackish, blue, curly locks of hair that have a reddish glow. This face is repeatedly kissed by the gopi Sri Yashoda. May your lotus face, with lips like red bimba fruit, always remain manifest in my heart. I do not care about millions of other
spiritual attainment. Prabhupada once said, in our heart there is a television, but it is now in disrepair. It is kaput. It is not working. And to bring it into working order, this television of the heart, is the whole point of Krishna consciousness. What this means is that in your heart there is a place, an ability to actually see Krishna, to talk with Krishna. But just like a TV set, which can bring a picture from hundreds of kilometers into your living room, your heart can also bring the Krishna picture of into the living room of your life. It is said about Lord Brahma in the Bhagavatam, Tena Brahma Hridaya, that Lord Brahma saw within his Hridaya, his heart, Lord Krishna. The place for spiritual realization is there in the heart, and to repair the heart is done in Krishna consciousness, primarily through the chanting of the holy name, which is cleansing the mirror, the dust, the mirror of the heart, so that it is again, we are again possible, able to see Krishna. So Satyavrata Muni, the author of Dhammadharashtakam, wants that in his heart there is a specific realization, a specific broadcast, so to say. What he wants is that the dark blue face of the Lord, who has very red lips like this color, red bimba lip, is manifesting, and he wants to see not just the form of Krishna alone, but he wants to see that in the pastime with Mother Yashoda, who very happily kisses Damodar. Why does Mother Yashoda repeatedly, again and again, kiss Lord Damodar? It's because there are certain impetuses, they're called Udipans, which raise Mother Yashoda's dormant affection for her boy to new heights, so that she has to express this affection now, which is higher than normal, through some activities like kissing again and again his face. There is one work which describes Krishna's cowherd boy activities. And in this work, it is described how Krishna did something which increased the affection of Mother Yashoda, so that she had to again and again kiss him. She could not stop himself. And that pastime is described like this. Early in the morning, I actually want to make very sure that I tell it correctly. Can you give me this? Yes, the big book. There, look at it on the table. I found it the past time. This morning I read it. It was very, very nice past time, which I really felt I wanted to tell you. This is so
so typically Krishna-like, that so unexpected and surprising. It's just so surprising. So it is in the morning when Krishna is awakened, Mother Yashoda comes at his bed and strikes Krishna's body a little bit like this, very softly, to wake him up. And then Krishna gets up and meets his friends outside, and there are his servants who wash his face. And then the boys all go to milk the cows first thing in the morning. Krishna milks others and mix some cows, and his servants milk others cows, and they come back from the cowherd boys, and they dance from the cowherd pastures. They dance, all the cowherd boys, and Mother Yashoda has many things to do at that time, to prepare Krishna's bath and to prepare the morning breakfast for Krishna. But she comes to the balcony and sees her little boy dancing with his friends, and is just so affectionately moved that she she brings condensed milk and creamy butter to Krishna and the boys, and tells them right before they have bathed and right before they have done anything, sit down and feeds them. There's no bath was done. Krishna says, because he has to bath after coming back from the cows, otherwise he smells so much like the cows, and the cows also have cow, you know, cow dung, cow, you know. So Krishna sits there. It's not even breakfast time, but Mother Yashoda wants to serve them cream and butter, and then he eats. And the Mother Yashoda says, if you dance again, just like you danced when you were with your friends, then I will give you certainly some more butter. So Krishna takes the hand of his mother and starts to dance. While he dances, he starts to dance in such a way that he moves the dust of Braj all over the place, and the dust goes all over the place, and he looks like a black cloud within another black cloud of dust. And all his friends applaud him. This was wonderful, the way you danced. And Mother Yashoda is so blissful that she calls out, "Oh, King of the Cowherds, my dear husband Nanda Maharaj, just see how our Gopal dances. He dances so amazing." So Nanda Maharaj, who was nearby taking care of the cows, quickly comes to see this scene together with some older cowherd men, and he sees how Krishna, who's surrounded by his friends and by his mother, is again dancing so nicely and kicking up the dust that goes all over, and he dances in the dust cloud. Mother Yashoda becomes just so endeared by him that she has to take Krishna on her lap and puts many kisses over him because Krishna is just so sweet. So Mother Yashoda then says, "My dear son, what does this wonderful dance of you, which you have just done, mean? What is the meaning of this dance?" And Sri Krishna replied, "O Queen of Braj, my dance shows the grace and the beauty which we can find in everyone's heart." So he gives this answer. And every soul is beautiful and graceful in his heart. And with my dance, I wanted to show this. Because just like I was in the midst of the cloud of dust, moving very elegantly, everyone who he may be in the cloud is very graceful and beautiful. Inside the heart. This is what I wanted to show with my dance. how poetic Krishna is, isn't it? The little boy, this is my mean, what I want to do. So when Mother Yashoda is together with such a sweet boy, she just becomes overwhelmed and kisses him again and again and again and again without any hesitation. This is what Satyavrata Muni wants to see again and again. He wants to see in his own heart, in the mirror of his heart, in his repaired heart, he wants to see the Lord being kissed by Mother Yashoda again and again and again. That is the vision he wants to see. With this, we will put the Damodara Shaka to rest. It is finished. The fifth verse is now finished. Three more verses are to come, if Lord Damodara wants. Today is your special day. You have not just taken an oil bath, which is what ordinary people of this world do. You have taken a Radhakut bath, which is what only extraordinary people can do. Shrimati Radha Rani ki jai, Shri Radha Shyam Sundar ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.
Thank you so much.